This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 18 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit us at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I'm joined today by my beautiful wife, Tammy. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
Also want to welcome to the studio, we have John Sprague, the team leader of Keller Williams Realty West, which is the Keller Williams in St. Charles. Welcome, John.
Thank you so much for having me, Doug. It's an honor to be here today.
Yeah, multiple appearances for you on our show, so thanks for joining us again. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you come on is that you really study the market really well, and our show wants to bring timely information to the public so they really understand the real estate market and what's going on out there. And nobody knows that better in this market than you do. And I know you brought some stats today and just some general direction, because you don't look at it just locally, although that's what matters to most people around here, but you look at it nationally and then the trends. And also I think that your background is interesting, because you spend a lot of time as a financial advisor. So you understand finance, you understand money. And all that is a great combination to bring into real estate.
Well, I appreciate that, Doug, quite a bit, and you're absolutely correct. I mean, I think it's imperative that we do understand the numbers and really the trends that are impacting and influencing our market, as it should and it will influence the decision making of every one of our clients that we help out over a consistent basis.
So let's jump in. I know that you have a pretty bold prediction that's a long-term prediction that goes all the way out to 2018. What is your prediction?
Well, Doug, I should let you know I'm not the economist that is delivering this prediction. However, the leading economist that I have great trust and confidence in, and they're making a prediction that by 2018, our nation will see the greatest housing shortage that we've ever seen. And there's a few contributing factors that are cited and illustrated to contribute to that. You know, one of those is really the new construction, that slowdown that we've experienced over the last 3 or 4 years that's really impacted the supply of the inventory right now.
So the new construction slowdown, let's talk about that for just a minute. What do you see as the main factors on why there's been a new construction slowdown?
Well, I think that simply put, over the last few years, the demand hasn't been there. However, now that the demand is picking back up, we've got quite a few builders that have anticipated that and are interested in building. However, maybe they're not keeping up with that demand. And one of the reasons that I'm seeing locally is that some of the banks, some of the local banks, are apprehensive to lend to those builders, because a lot of those banks contribute. That's what contributed to their demise.
You know, Tammy, you and I both know a lot of small-time builders that went under in the economic downturn in 2008 that, you know, there were a lot of them, someone under right away because they just weren't well capitalized. Some of them could have a bad year in 2007 and then 2008, and then, you know, maybe a second bad year in 2009, but very few could have 3 and 4 and 5 bad years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't always leave out the smaller construction, you know, with the trends coming up, because in my opinion, if the ship is ran pretty tightly, I think they can actually be pretty agile in coming forward, because they'll be leaner than some of the big ones. So it doesn't mean that all small construction companies are out of the mix, but I think it's going to weed out those that can survive.
Well, and there were a lot of builders that did drag the banks under. They were the anchor that could take
the
small bank
ones,
down.
The big construction companies.
Yeah, several of the big ones, and even the midsize. It could be millions of dollars in losses on some of those. So now, you're right, John. That's an interesting analysis, because you're looking at smaller builders, you know, trying to make a comeback, but can they get financing?
Right.
Sure. Yeah. That population of builders out there, it's much thinner of a population that are well positioned to take advantage of this opportunity, and it's the builders that have a strong financial backing, and they're really the early adopters. They're identifying this trend and they're jumping on it immediately. And as we were kind of talking about, we live in the show me state, so many of these financial institutions are saying, "Hey, I hear about these trends, and they all sound great. So go out there and show it to me before I lend you the money." And as you can imagine, that creates a few challenges for some of those builders out.
One of my questions on the builders that are coming in that are still with us, and are maybe there's somebody out there thinking about starting to get into construction. What do you see as being built these days? Is it apartments, condos, single family homes, or what do you see?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, the way that I'd want to answer that, I'd probably say all of the above right now. I think that is one of the great opportunities that we're in right now. But with the most intensity, I'd say single family homes with the greatest opportunity there because of the increased demand and the low supply right now. And, you know, to that a little bit further, the second contributing factor that is really leading to this prediction, this bold prediction of having the greatest housing shortage by 2018, is because of the lack of construction. It's also contributed to a lack of infrastructure building. You know, so the roads, the utilities, all of those sorts of things were far behind over the last few years because there really, one, there wasn't a need, and two, there wasn't financial capacity to support that. So that's been a big factor as well.
That could take quite a few years to catch up. I mean, you don't just start building infrastructure that quickly. It takes a long time for the government to turn that battleship around and start heading a different direction and start changing their infrastructure and how they're developing it.
Absolutely, that takes time, and it also takes a mindset and a belief that it's needed too. So
that's very true.
Yeah. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with John Sprague from Keller Williams about the market prediction for where this is going, and the greatest housing shortage that America has ever seen is the prediction that we're going to see by the year 2018. So, John, what's the next thing that's on the list for the factors that contribute to this great housing shortage?
Well, the third one that was cited was actually our consistent growth in population. Some of you know that my household grew, and many others out there have as well. And so,
it did very recently. You just had twins.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a whole new chaos for sure.
We get it. Eight kids and a grandkid for us. Tammy and I are very busy. We love kids. So you are going to be busy.
That is right. So that consistent growth in population, it hasn't tapered off, and it hasn't really increased to any strong variance, but it's been consistent. So that's contributing to it. And then the fourth one is actually fairly interesting to me. It's actually that there's become more heads of households than previous years.
So more heads of households. Explain that.
Well, basically, Doug, that's when an individual might go ahead and have a little bit of an empty nest situation. They might own their first home or what have you. And what we're seeing right now is that many of those 20-something individuals, they were coming back home to live with their parents because of a little bit of job insecurity that was out there.
Plus student loan debt.
Student loan debt, for sure.
That's a big deal. Right?
Okay, so you're right, because there's over 15 million people in that age group of 25 to 34 years old that are still living at home with their parents. And they pretty good prediction that over the next 3 to 4 years, they're going to have to start moving out and going ahead and getting new places, and that will form new households that will need housing and could contribute. I could definitely see that would contribute to the housing shortage.
You're exactly right. I mean, you know, that the way that I would look at that is if I was a financial advisor, there's a lot of, you know, quote unquote money on the sidelines. We've got lots of individuals on the sidelines that are willing to enter into the market that haven't yet. And as that job market continues to stabilize, it's going to breed more confidence in those individuals, and it's going to bring them to the buy side of the real estate market. Further increasing the demand that we have out there right now.
Well, another one that I see that could create more households are divorces.
Most certainly.
Every time there's a divorce, you go from one household to two households, and that's, you know, there's a lot of divorces going on out there.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right. You know, that is definitely a consistent factor in there. Another one too that we haven't touched on as well, but we're starting to see the rise in second homes as well come back again.
Oh yeah.
So that's something that will continue to contribute as well.
Right, because if somebody buys a second home, then they're going to eat up some of the housing that's available for the individual that wants to be an owner-occupant as a first home.
Absolutely. I mean, we're seeing a huge influx in the investment community of investors coming into the household market.
I could see that.
You know, one that I'm going to throw in there that wasn't in those four factors, but I'm going to throw a, create a fifth one, is the low interest rates that people have right now. Because so many people have refinanced over the last several years that they have a low interest rate, it makes it more attractive to stay in their current home than to go ahead and move in a lot of cases. If they're, let's just say they're at 3.5% on a 30-year fixed, if they refinance at the market low, okay, now to be able to buy a new home, and let's say they're at 4.5% or 5% or whatever rates they are at that moment,
less house.
Now they're going to get less house for their money, and that could make somebody stay in their home.
Most definitely. I mean, that could persuade them to go ahead and maybe do a project around the house or an extension or an add-on for sure. Most definitely.
Okay, so John, if you have time to stick around, I have more questions for you because I want us to start outlining where the opportunities are when we look at this. So if there's going to be a housing shortage, there have to be ways to take advantage of that as a typical consumer. So stay tuned, and you're going to hear about how to take advantage of this market with John Sprague from Keller Williams Realty West. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Have you or someone you know had a home buying experience that didn't go smoothly? Don't miss out on your next home by not having a mortgage pre-approval from someone you can trust. Get the negotiating power and peace of mind you need during your home search by giving your lender, the Doug Haldeman Mortgage Team, a call. They will guide you through a quick and easy pre-approval process that enables you to have the purchasing power you need to buy your next home. And it gives you a leg up over other buyers when you find the home you like. Nothing impresses a seller more than a buyer with a pre-approval in hand from the Doug Haldeman Mortgage Team. Call to get your pre-approval today at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-D-O-U-G.
NMLS 298-419, Cherry Creek Mortgage, NMLS 3003, 13321 North Outer 40 Road, Chesterfield, Missouri 63017, Equal Housing Lender.